Now we're at two foundational concepts. These two truths you have to be okay with, aware of, or that must make sense to you before the infinite banking concept will make sense. All right. You've got to be okay with these two foundational concepts, or the infinite banking concept will not make sense to you. Right? And once we look at them, of course, it's, of course, makes sense. Okay. Number one is you finance everything you purchase. There are no exceptions to this, whether you recognize it or not. You either pay interest to someone else when you formally finance, or you give up the interest you could have otherwise earned when you pay cash. Now, the cash buyer, a lot of times, you know, has a hard time with this. I pay cash, quote unquote, I pay cash because I don't want to pay anybody interest, right? But they don't consider the lost interest that they could have otherwise earned. That's what I want to demonstrate here with a future value calculator. Now, in the upper left, I'm using a 30-year time period. I'm still using a 5% earnings rate. And I'm demonstrating a 30-year time period. Now, you know as well as I do, you have to have cash and access to that capital to make a cash purchase, right? You have to have accumulated cash somewhere and have access to it before you can make a cash purchase. Of course. All right. Now, if my $30,000 was earning 5% and I take it out of that account to buy the asset, and it doesn't matter what that is, I'm making a $30,000 cash purchase. It can be an automobile. It could be a piece of equipment, both of which could increase my profits maybe if I'm an entrepreneur. It could be a piece of real estate or an option, which would be or should be profitable if I'm a successful real estate investor. I'm not talking about those profits. I'm only talking about the interest lost by paying cash. Because if it was earning 5% and you took it out of that earnings vehicle to buy the asset, then it's not going to earn interest for you anymore. Right? It's going to earn interest for someone else. Well, if you didn't interrupt it, that $30,000 at 5% over 30 years would have grown to $129,658. But you had the asset that you purchased. So we subtract $30,000 from $129,658. That isolates the finance charge. $99,658 is what it cost you to make a cash purchase, $30,000 30 years prior, with the ability to earn 5%. Richard Cantillon discovered this in the 16th century. The question here is, if you could capture the equivalent of that lost interest, would you want to? Of course you would. And how soon would you want to learn how to do that? As soon as possible. I'm telling you, you can capture the equivalent of that lost interest with the infinite banking concept. It is worth your investigation. It is worthy of investigation without prior contempt. Break through the noise. Unlearn some things that you think you know. That's really the largest challenge here, is unlearning things that may not be correct. Right, unlearning more than learning. So continue on. I'm proud of you. Keep going. The second foundational concept that you must be okay with, or it must make sense to you, is the banking process. Let's just look at that and consider the banking process. Now, I digress for a moment. Look, words have meaning and words have power. Okay? I married a beautiful girl from West Des Moines, Iowa. I married up, I assure you. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. You know, in the wintertime, it doesn't often snow in Fort Worth, Texas. Right? But when it does, which is about every 2 or 3 years, that snow hangs around for about 2 or 3 days, and then it's gone. Well, in West Des Moines, Iowa, I think it snows every year. Right? Every winter, I think it snows, sometimes more than others. Sometimes when it snows hard, and for long periods, that snow blows up against buildings and barns, right? We've all seen these piles of snow drifts, right? Okay, well, what else do you call that pile of snow that is drifted up against a barn? Have you heard the term snowbank? Of course, snowbank. Okay, now if we were going to go canoeing down a river, what do you call the pile of dirt on both sides of that river? Right? A riverbank. You've probably fished from one. I know I have, and we should go sometime. Right? Now, if we were going to go give blood tomorrow, where would we go give blood? A blood bank. Okay. Now, if we were going to go and look up the word bank or banking in Webster's dictionary today, it is going to talk about the movement of money. Deposits, withdrawals, checks, loans, loan repayments, the movement of money. Okay, the capital stock of a bank is money. All right, okay. Now, in this example, I am making a deposit into a brick and mortar bank. I'm putting $100,000 on deposit with the bank, and they're going to pay me 4% interest annually on that deposit. The question here is, do you know what the bank is going to do with your money? Did you know the bank does not lend their money? Their money is too valuable to put out on loan. Their money is tier one capital. It is on guaranteed deposits and guaranteed payback schedules. It is not at risk. They do not lend their money. As a matter of fact, they don't really lend your money either. With your money, they create money out of thin air. $100,000 deposit. This is a fractional reserve banking system, and this is the banking process. They put that money into motion that they created out of thin air. Now, they take that $900,000 and they create portfolios. I've got an automobile, a house, lines of credit, equipment, real estate, education. I've got different portfolios. All right. Now, look, and I have assigned interest rates to these various portfolios. The automobile portfolio, I have assigned an 8% interest rate. I mean, come on. I see the same TV commercials that you see, 0% financing. And you know that as well as I do. It's another form of discounting. You know, some of the cars you passed today and over the last week are financed at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and even 14%. All right? Not every car is financed at 0, 2, or 3% interest. It's the same way with the home mortgage. Not everybody is financed. Not every house is financed at 3, 3.5%. All right, there are seconds out there at 6, 7, 8, and 9. There are first at 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. All right, we've all had lines of credit. I'm using a 9% rate there, 8% on equipment, 8% on student loans, and a 6% on real estate. And maybe that's a collateralized real estate portfolio. We know that these loans in every portfolio, some are going to be paid early, some are going to be paid full term, and some are going to default. All right. Okay, but linearly, just straightforward math, I add up all the interest rates on each portfolio and it totals 44%. So here the bank is paying you 4% on your money, but they're earning 44%. So the question is, how much more is the bank earning on your money than you are? Right? Well, the most common answer is 40, and it's wrong. I'm demonstrating 1,000, and I'm wrong too. I'm being conservative, but I know you want to check the math, so let's look at the math. How do people get to the most common answer of 40? Well, they're paying you 40, or they're earning 44, and they're paying you 4, so it's 40. Well, how did I get to 1,000? Here are simple keystrokes from a basic calculator. 4 times 1,000% equal. Those are the keystrokes, and it's 40. Right. The bank is actually earning much more than this because the bank is doing something that you can't do, right? They're printing money out of thin air. They're earning a rate of return on money that didn't exist. All right. That's what they're doing. Okay. I know you can't do that. Neither can I. And don't even know if we would want to if we could. Right, that's beyond criminal, my opinion. I digress. However, we can put our own money into motion. That is called the velocity of money. That's an economic term. Now look, you've been driving cars. You're currently driving cars. Even if you drive Uber or Lyft, right? Your spouse is driving. Your children are driving. Your parents are driving. And there's not one of you, not one of you has slept in the rain unless you wanted to. Right? Well, you're going to continue to drive and you're going to continue to sleep indoors. I don't care if you stayed in a 5-star hotel this week or next month. Those cars are financed. Somebody either paid cash or they formally financed and paid interest. When they paid cash, they lost interest. There's interest being paid or lost either way. All right? Okay. Now, we've all also had lines of credit or credit cards. Right, done some equipment financing or hard money lending in real estate, student loans, or whatever it may be. You can put your money into motion. That's called velocity, and you can profit from that motion. All right? Nelson's book clearly demonstrates the velocity of money in the grocery store. Right? I'm quite sure there's a module on this website in this learning center that's going through the grocery store. Okay, now here's a comparison. Look, banking is a process, right? You can bank with anything. You can bank with cash. You can bank with margin accounts. You can bank with CDs. You can bank with cows. You can bank with anything, right? Banking is a process. Now look, this concept, infinite banking concept, infinite, there's no limit. It's only limited by your imagination, right? Banking, the movement of money, concept is an abstract idea. This is properly named. Nelson did a good job. All right. 92 pages, big print, lots of illustrations, blank pages. His first book, Becoming Your Own Banker. If you haven't read that, you know, post haste, read that book. All right. You're worth it. Okay. Here's a comparison. We're creating an operating account with a life insurance policy, a properly structured dividend-paying life insurance policy issued by a mutual company. Now, I know when I say the word life insurance, oh my gosh, Katie, bar the door, depending on your age, there's no telling what comes to mind. Okay, let's just unlearn some of that. Okay, and if you're young and there's not a negative connotation to that, good job, keep going. Okay? In this example, I'm putting money into a life insurance policy. Now, why a life insurance policy? Because of the characteristics. Nelson says, and I completely agree, that things are classified by their major characteristics. Right? Of course they are. Well, if there's anything in this world that's been misclassified, it's a dividend-paying life insurance policy issued by a mutual company. If you look at the characteristics of a life insurance policy, you may discover, like I have, that you cannot put enough money into a life insurance policy quick enough. You can't literally, physically do it fast enough. Right? That's what I believe. There are some modules on the characteristics of a life insurance policy. Okay. This example, the premium goes into the policy. Right? Now, from that policy, I'm financing everything that I was going to finance anyway. Think about that. I'm financing everything I purchase, I finance. Okay. So I'm just financing the things that I was going to finance anyway. Now I am in control of that banking process. Right? The money goes in. I earn interest and dividends. Now I have access to my capital, which is very important. Nelson also says that when you accumulate capital, when you have access to capital, you know, opportunities will seek you out. So I'm just putting my capital somewhere that I have access to. It's going to earn interest and dividends, tax deferred forever, accessible tax free. That's a powerful statement. Interest and dividends, tax deferred, compounding forever, accessible tax free. I'm putting my money, that's what a life insurance policy can do. So I'm putting my money in the life insurance policy, and then collaterally, I am accessing the insurance company's money. I'm not taking my money out of the policy. I'm saying, hey, insurance company, send me a check. My money is in the policy earning interest and dividends forever. I'm using the insurance company's money to finance everything that I was going to finance anyway. And am I paying the insurance company interest? You bet I am, and I'm happy to do it. And there's a module that talks about interest to the insurance company. right? The net effect is my money's earning interest and dividends, compounding, tax deferred, accessible, tax free forever. And then I get to drive the car, live in the house that I want to live in. I get to do, and I'm going to do what I was going to do anyway. So the question here is, who would you rather be? The banker or the borrower? Right? Okay, well, let's think about this. The borrower needs access to capital. You are him. You want to be them. The entrepreneur needs access to capital. The business owner needs access to capital. The family needs access to capital. You want to be the borrower. Well, you want to be the banker too, because the banker controls the loan. They're going to tell you at what rate you're going to pay it back and over what time period and what are you going to use to collateralize it. They're controlling the loan. Right? So, of course, you want to be the banker. I mean, he's just the gopher, but you still want to be him. You want to be the borrower. But look, you also want to be the bank owner. You know the banker is profitable. Well, he's just an employee of the bank. The bank gets the profits. All right? Think about that. The bank gets the interest and the dividends. The banker's controlling the loan. The borrower needs access to capital. Did you know your bank pays dividends? They do. They just don't pay them to you because you're not a bank owner. Now, I'm not talking about a savings and loan. Oops, savings and loan. They don't exist anymore. I meant a credit union, right? They pay dividends. They're paying any dividends, but they pay them. Great concept. Okay. You want to be the bank owner. You want to get the profits of a bank. And that's exactly what the infinite banking concept isolates, is the money, the profits that would have went to the bank. Okay? Okay. Now, the infinite banking concept was discovered and created by Nelson Nash. Right? And here's his first book, Becoming Your Own Banker. It's 92 pages, big print, lots of illustrations. And then we have a Banking with Life DVD. That's an unscripted documentary style film that it's almost required. You need to watch that DVD. You need to read that book. Yes, and it's a paper book. Yes, can you go download it? But why would you want to? You can't flip pages back and forth and do comparisons, right, with a digital download. Buy the book and the DVD, and you can do that on this website in the starter kit, $19.95, and we'll pay the shipping. But if you buy that book and the DVD, we'll send you other downloads at no cost. And when you read the couple of downloads, this book, and watch that DVD, you have the correct foundation for the infinite banking concept. You'll know more than most financial gurus across the country. That's powerful.
Man. That's pretty powerful. I don't know what else to say, but I hope you enjoy that. I know I did. I'm kind of proud of myself for that little bit of work there. Anyway, thank you for listening.